This is the Appalachian Father Podcast. I'm Jimmy Love. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate it. Today's episode, We Never Arrive. Friends, we're created to move, and stopping in one place for too long is never a good idea. We're either ripening or rotting. So keep on keeping on, and you'll experience a life that you didn't know was possible, and you'll become a better person along the way. Walk with me, and let's talk about it. The old saying goes, don't rest on your laurels, referring to the laurel wreaths that were given to the victors in ancient Greece. And I suppose there's different ways to look at that phrase. First, we can see a person who seems to always be referring back to his glory days, always quoting his resume, perhaps in an attempt to recapture some past glory. It's boring, and it's a little sad, because unless he changes, he's seen his best days. He's shut the door on future adventure, on further growth. He's like those folks in that quote, some folks die at 25, and sadly they're not buried until 75. But more than that, once you've stretched yourself and accomplished a big goal, once you've proven to yourself that you're capable of more, then deciding not to pursue that next milestone, it's going to eat at your spirit. Your soul will know that you're meant for more, and failing to set out again on that next journey, it just won't sit right with you. Sadly, some folks ignore that call to action long enough that they don't even hear it anymore, and they slip into a state of status quo, of just getting by, of doing only enough, and they never again feel that exhilaration of accomplishment again. Their language is all about the past, and vision for the future fades away, and with it, their drive and their passion. So instead, consider being the person who's always walking down a path with intention towards that next goal, that next milestone of adventure or improvement or passion. If someone asks what you're up to, have something meaningful to tell them. Maybe it's as simple as developing an exercise routine or finally committing to that dive into the Word on a regular basis. Maybe it's a new skill you've been thinking about. Maybe it's finally tackling that project that caused you to lose patience with yourself or think you didn't have what it took. Maybe this time you stick to it till it's done. Take stock of what you're becoming during the journey, during the investment, during the struggle. Imagine where you'd be without the experience. Growth occurs during the journey, not at the destination. Enjoy a milestone you've set for yourself, but understand it's a waypoint in life, not the end of the line. Take a deep breath. Take in the scenery. Say a quick prayer of thanks and get back to moving. Live traveling from one peak to another. After a while, you'll develop a habit of not being finished, but instead wanting to stay in motion, staying engaged in the excitement of the undone or the unknown. You might just start to enjoy the valleys more than the short time on the summit. You might just realize that it's in those valleys where you gain the strength, where you prove to yourself that you can overcome. You're becoming the person you couldn't have become unless you jumped down from that platform of success or recognition and you got back in the fray. Repeat that cycle enough, and after a while, those peaks don't seem so high. And you don't mind the valleys so much. In fact, you might just look forward to the struggles, anticipating the person you'll be on the other side. Paraphrasing an old verse in the book of James, try and see those valleys, those struggles, for what they are, stepping stones to a better you. Because if you're just hard-headed enough, if you can keep at it and not lose heart, you'll start to see a stubbornness, a good stubbornness, a perseverance that you didn't know you had. And if you let that take hold, well, it'll change you. You'll have a maturity you didn't know was possible. I wish for you that journey, one of victory, then struggle, then another victory, one of celebration and internal satisfaction, quickly followed by setting out on a new course to the next summit, anticipating a world of adventure in between. Never boring, virtually unlimited, and as long as there's breath in your lungs, not yet arriving at your final destination. Thanks for listening to the Appalachian Father Podcast. I really do appreciate you stopping by. If you like, go ahead and hit that follow button and we can make this a habit. If you'd like to, feel free to reach out and leave me a comment or shoot me a message at appalachianfather.com. Until next time, I wish you all the best.